Blog Talk Radio.
All righty then, it's time for a legendary show. All right, are we here? Oh, damn. Hold on. Oh, yeah, this don't need to be here. I always forget that. Are y'all ready? I just want to make sure that everybody is ready to get into some things. Are we ready to get into some things? Are we ready for a legendary show? Oh, she's naive. Are y'all ready to get into some things? All right, let's do it. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. It's time for a legendary show. Yes. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. It's time for a legendary show. We have not been live in a couple of days. It's only been like, Sunday. Well, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, 3 days. Wow, that seems like forever. And I'm sipping on my red cup today because it's nice and bright. And it's a good day today in California, okay? It's real sunny light. All right? Are y'all here? I want to make sure y'all can hear me. Today is like my Monday. Some things might shut down. Some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show. All right? We're going to definitely get through the show. But I want to make sure that we are here on one accord because we got to get into some things. Ooh. Hello, mother. All right. Everybody, come on, come on. Let's get into some things. So we've got to talk about a couple of things today. All right, so we're talking about Kalani. Woohoo, she's a lesbian. DMX, unfortunate situation. Candy Burris, can't stand her, but we're going to talk about it because you guys have been asking. The Barbs are attacking Cardi B over Nicki Minaj and her Double XL. Interview, and we're also going to be talking about Ari Fletcher, Miss Vogue, Miss Socialite Vogue, and her Megan Thee Stallion drama, all right, and whatever. Oh, and she's a runner, I don't know the rest, but you know, the Jay-Z lookalike, the man who did the City Boy Jay did not get included into the video, the Mooski video. Anywho, we'll get to it when we get there. But get in here, everybody, get in here, and let's get started with the tea, okay? So the first, let's get started. Mm. All right. So who are we going to talk about first? Okay, so I'm only bringing this up because I'm just like, it's an unfortunate situation, right? So we've been hearing so much different stuff about DMX. He has the COVID. He's brain dead. He's doing well. He had an overdose. He's walking. He's alive. We don't know. At this point, the latest update in this trilogy, in this saga, in this series, is that he is not doing well. And his family is at a point where they are going to have to make the decision whether to take him off of life support or, you know, or not. Because, you know, it's just at some point he's only living by machines at this point. I mean, he can't stay there forever. And that's an unfortunate situation to be in. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to DMX, I'm not surprised. You know, I talked about this earlier. I was just like, you know, I'm not surprised that, you know, this is the situation. And I feel like this may be his last fight. I'm not wishing that upon him. But, you know, you only get so many chances before you're done. You know, you can only be invincible so much before it catches up with you. So you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Some people said his album came out. I don't know. They said he finished recording his album. I didn't know that he had an album coming out. But, you know, I'm sure that his legacy will live on through everybody. I'm not forecasting his death, but I'm just saying it does not seem as though he will be back. It's unfortunate. So I think anybody that has a substance abuse problem, a drug problem, that has been getting away with it and surviving and moving forward, look at this situation, especially in the middle of a pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, it's a situation where it's like, could you imagine if he did have the COVID and had a heart attack? Shit. What does that look like? A COVID? Heart attack? How do you get back? So, you know, we're hoping for the best for DMX. Yeah, so we're hoping everything works out. Am I frozen? It's given like we might be frozen over here. Are we good? I just want to make sure. On my end, it looks like it's frozen. But yeah, so, you know, I'm hoping the best for DMX, but all we can do at this point is pray. All right? So let's move on from that because I don't want to stay too daunting. I don't want to stay too sad. You know what I mean? So let's get into some more lighthearted conversation. Hold on. I'm getting incoming tea. Okay. Boom. Thank you. All right. Candy Burris. Oh, shit. Candy Burris. Why would you just jump on my screen like that? Candy Burris looks a goddamn mess. And she tried to blame Bravo for this picture. This is a picture that you posed for, Candy. Bravo, then you. This picture came out because you took this picture. So Candy Burris is upset that Bravo posted this picture of her for the reunion. This is her outfit that she wore. Okay? And she's upset that Bravo posted this picture. Okay? So let's talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. Let me pull Candy up. Listen, Candy, you're doing too much explaining for an outfit that you was confident in. You look a mess. You look a fool. You look late. You look tired. You look through. You want all the money. And we're not here for it. Bravo posted this picture because this is the picture you gave them to post. Don't sit up here and blame Bravo for them posting this picture. This is you. Is this not Candy? This is her. How the hell are you mad? This look like you posed for the picture. Now click, click. Flick, flick. Pose for the camera now. Click, click. You pose for this. How the hell are you going to blame Bravo? You think that they're going to just post? Oh, okay. Well, Candy may not like what the hell she wore. So everybody post a video and do a 20-minute soliloquy about where the video came, where the outfit came from, what the inspiration was for the outfit and the whole ensemble and the hair and everybody and tag everybody and let's just talk about it. And everybody get on one accord and do a 10-minute monologue each about, you know, Candy's outfit. Nigga, please. Nobody cares about that, Candy. All we care about is sliding through the photos and realizing you look a goddamn mess. You look a fool. You want all the money. But with all the money and the power and the fame in the world, you still look a fool. Don't blame Bravo for this picture, Candy. Blame yourself. You took the photo, nigga. And you look like you look. Y'all know I can't stand Candy. Like that's Bravo's fault. I mean, I could understand if it looked like, you know, she wasn't dressed or she was, you know, out of place a bit. Or I don't know if the hair wasn't right, if something looked off. But shit, she looked like she looked. She looked like she took the picture and this was the picture she wanted to take. I mean, I don't see what the issue is. So, anyway, Candy, I'm not buying it. You look a fool, and it is what it is. See you, Candy. Let's talk about a little phobia. Right. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. You know, that whole lot of chop. What's his name? The stupid fat man. OK, so anyway. Sada Baby says he's back with some more homophobic tweets. Say what now? Sada Baby wishes death on Lil Nas X in disturbing homophobic posts regarding DMX. He says, Lord, we said Nas X, not DMX. You know, and Sada Baby has been known to say very homophobic, thirsty things. And, you know, Nicki Minaj, this is an artist that Nicki Minaj works with and is endorsed. But a lot of our favorite female rappers endorse, female artists endorse, you know, homophobia and things like that, even though, you know, their biggest fan bases are, you know, the gays. Now, this is the problem that I have with such statements like this, you know, and this is going to lead into my next topic. Problems that I have with such topics like this is the fact that when you have situations like this, what happens when these same individuals get gunned down by the police, struck and killed? Am I supposed to be my homosexual, sissified, faggot ass out there caring for you? Am I black enough for you? Nigga, this ain't my fight. I don't give a damn if all these white police kill these niggas. Because these niggas don't care about me. Okay? So the next time somebody gets out in their feelings and feels like I or the homosexual, the gay community, the LGBTQ black community, she needs to be up in arms for a black man, I want you to remember these words. Lord, we said Lil Nas X, not DMX. Okay? I just want y'all to make sure. All right. And speaking of homophobia, especially in the hip hop community, rap community, we got to talk about Mooski and City Boy J, a.k.a. Jay-Z, the Fruitcake Jay-Z. So everybody knows that She's a runner. She's a Now, I'm not finna get up and do that. How you do that? I got on my poom pooms today. She's a runner. She's a... Okay. I got on my poom pooms, girl. Okay. So, listen. You know, she get up and do the dance. Well, made the song viral. A hit record. All right, now the video leaked. I mean, not the video leaked. The video came out, and Mooski didn't put him in the video. He barely wanted to share him on the post of all the people that made the Tic Tac dance viral. City Boy J was the creator of the dance. All right. However, City Boy J was not in the video, and a lot of people felt some type of way like City Boy J should have been in the video because it was such a big hit. And it was such a big video. I mean, it was the song is such a big song because of the TikTok dance that he should have been in the video. And I agree. He should be in the video. The fact that he's not in the video, that's a problem. You don't agree? I definitely think he should be in the video. Now, some people say, oh, he doesn't need to be in the video. He doesn't need to be in the video. There's a lot of people that dance and make viral videos. He doesn't need to be in the video. Bullshit. He should have been in that video. He should have been in the video. My whole thing is this. Half of us wouldn't even know him that song without him. First of all, a lot of these artists wouldn't be anything without TikTok. Okay? So anybody that creates a TikTok dance should be in the video if you ain't shot the video yet. I can understand if the video and the song is done. Boom, you're not going to go remake a video just to add a person that does TikTok dances to a video. But there was no video. You should have added the boy to the video, especially since there was a dance break in the video. So if you didn't want to be seen with the boy in the video because you were, it was going to break your fragile masculinity, which I don't understand. It's just this idea of fragile masculinity that really disturbs my spirit, and I can't stand niggas behind, but I do blame the women. But that's a whole nother conversation. But the fact that he wasn't in the video, but there was a whole dance hall circle dance break, you could have threw his fruity ass in the middle of the video. He could have did his thing, gave him, even if you gave him 2.5 seconds, let the boy get in here and do the runner. Why not? Because you feel like your friends and your homeboys back in the hood are going to think that you gay because you let a gay man in the video? Or some holder, some whore that you're sleeping with is going to make you feel like, oh, my God, you got a gay boy in your video? Are you gay? You're trash. But do I totally feel bad? No. You know why I don't feel bad? Because us as gay people, we're the fool. We're trash in our own record, especially us black ones. You know why we're so trash? Because guess what? We will celebrate. We will interview. We will talk. We will big up. We will support the very niggas like this, from male to female, not support each other because we want to be accepted by the straight community. And guess what? We can build them up, whether it's through music, fashion, vocabulary. And guess what? They'll take all of that from us and act like they got it from the opposite sex. So if it's a man, they'll take that from us and act like, you know what, girl? Okay, you're a gay boy. You're a good dancer. Okay, we'll just put a girl in your place. Teach her to dance and we'll give it to her. Then the girl gets to pretend that, you know, she came up with this when it's the gay boy right here that came up with this. But now she gets to be the pretty girl in the video. You know, now I'm not saying that he needs to be hugged up with City Boy J in a video. You're not gay, you're not gay. But at the same time, what does it hurt you to give the boy a shout out because he made your song a hit? Honestly, I feel like you would have got more support. Honestly, I feel like people will respect you more. Right now, he just looks like a bitch. But I'm sure some homophobic woman liked it. Like, oh, yeah, I don't think I'm glad he didn't put him in there. That wouldn't look right. You know, so I don't really like men like that. But at the same time, a lot of us gays don't support each other. We go and we run and support straight people that really don't give a shit about us. That's just how we roll, because we're still looking for validation from a community of people that really don't care. They still don't understand that being gay is not a color. Being gay and being black are not they're not opposites. They don't go together like that. You're not one or the other. You can be both. Being gay is an orientation. Being black is ethnicity. You know, it's not the same. But we're talking to a community that feels as though either you're black or you're gay. Because I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people, men, women, and I say, you know, gay people go through this, and they tell me, well, black people go through this, and I have to look at you. Well, wait a minute, bitch, I am black. What are you talking about? But I'll tell you one thing again. When these police are out here running out and killing these niggas, don't ask me why I'm not running out to the picket lines. Because guess what? At that moment, I'm not black then, right? You know what? I'm going to keep my sweet ass on the gay side where I can tell the officer, hey, officer, you know what? That's totally about me. I don't have anything to do with that. You don't need my gay ass out there marching for you. You don't need my gay ass out there giving a damn for you. It's not my fight. Give a damn about you niggas. Because you don't give a damn about me. Here's what it is. Like it or love it, it is what it is. Like it or hate it, love it or hate it, I don't give a damn. It's the facts. So, yep, I definitely feel like he should have been in the video because, I mean, it's just, if it was a girl, my thing is, if this was a, let's just say this was a pretty light-skinned girl, you think he would have chose Corey LeRae to be the video girl? No, if this was a woman, she'd have been in the video. Now, women, the people out there that don't feel like he should have been in the video probably are women. And probably don't want to see a gay man dancing in the video. I get it. But that's the homophobia for me. Because they didn't even have to have a scene together. It was literally, if you look at the video, there was literally a circle, a dance circle. How'd a boy pop in and pop out? Have him do his thing in the video. You didn't have to make a spec. It didn't have to turn into City Boy J video. You could have had him come up there with the girls. And hell, you could even came up with a concept where that y'all could have had a dance routine. And he was the gay choreographer teaching the girls. She's a runner. She's a track star. You could have had him as the choreographer. Enter the video. You got the gay choreographer come in. And he finna teach the girls the choreography. And then he finna dip. And they finna do it for the rest of the time. That would have been fine. That would have sufficed. We would have still understood that was breaking your fragile masculinity. But at least it would have been a respect that would have been owed. But outside of that, that was just some bitch assness that he didn't put him in the video. And anybody that feels some type of way about me speaking out about it or any other gay people speaking out about it, that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make here. Homophobia. Because a lot of you guys wouldn't speak out about it because you don't give a damn. But at some point, you got to speak out about it. I'm tired of gay people giving ideas, resources, talent to straight people for them to take from us. And then we always have to fade behind the scenes. And it's like, girl, we're just as talented, if not more. We come up with hell of ideas. Yet, because society is not ready to accept how we present or who we love to be with, all of a sudden now we have to give up what we creatively come up with. We got to give it to a man or a woman who is more aesthetically appealing to society. Something easier for, you know, a straight society to digest. Bullshit. I'm over that narrative. Gay people exist, and gay people should not have to play the back. Because you're uncomfortable. I'm over it. That's BS. That's BS. All right. Now that I'm done being triggered, who else are we talking about? I don't really want to get into the city growth because I just feel like the city growth is acting very, very ghetto. I haven't really followed what they're doing right now, but I just feel like the city growth is just very, 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 very ghetto. I do know that Young Miami posted her outfit. Not Young Miami, JT, a couple nights ago, because a lot of people were saying that the city girls performed, right? I don't even have their picture up there because they weren't on a docket, but it just came to my mind. They were on, the city girls did a concert, and they weren't really, you know, cohesive, and there wasn't a lot of energy there, and people were dragging JT because she's trying to be a little bit more edgy and kind of different with her fashion because she, you know, is dating Lil Uzi, and she's posting $7,000 skirts and things like that. JT, like, I just feel like, girl, just be fashion. Don't talk about it. You know what I mean? And outside of that, I don't know. I don't really know the ins and outs of her getting into it with her Young Miami's aunties. It just sounds like a bunch of ghetto, stupid shit. And, like, I'm just not interested in it. So that's why I didn't put it on the docket for today, because I just think it's dumb. And I think the city girls have bigger fish to fry and other things to worry about other than going back and forth over some dumb nigga shit. I'm doing a lot of cursing today. But that is what it is. What else we getting into? Angela Staten, I'm away for that. Oh, we do got it right here. Let's just see what they're talking about. Let's see what these city girls are talking about. So, Juicy, the auntie of Young Miami's son, has a message for JT. Jatavia, F you, I left you on red all day. I didn't answer your call. B, I raised you. I'm done. How do it feel to really have so much hate in your heart to make up lies? Shit not adding up. Photoshopping horrible for God, Abby. Leave him alone before me. He was a random weirdo in y'all world. Now I'm starting to see who the weirdo is. Okay, so she defended Lil Uzi. Never play on my sister top. I love her just like Ja did. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. This is stuff like I don't care about. Oh, we got T.I. too. Let's get into T.I. because I don't care about that. So this is all stuff that I saved that I was going to talk about. T.I. and Tiny released a statement through their attorney in response to the new sexual assault allegations against him. Within the recent weeks, the sexual assault allegations against T.I. and Tiny continue to remain present. Recently, there were three additional alleged victims that come forward and have accused a couple of assault. Now, T.I. and Tiny have responded to the new allegations. According to Billboard, T.I. and Tiny's attorneys, Steve Saddell, said the Harrises are still waiting for accusers to reveal themselves publicly. By continuing to hide behind anonymous allegations, the unnamed accusers effectively render themselves not credible and unworthy of belief. We say let the light shine on their identity so we can go about disproving these, oh, I can't even say that word, scurrilous accusations. That was a big word, T.I. All right, y'all. So T.I. still being accused of being too nasty and too freaky with Tiny. They getting into some things. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Hollywood, and the girls are getting freaky. The girls are getting kinky. I'm still not here to just drag down T.I. and Tiny because ain't nobody came for it. We don't know what's happened. You know, this all came forward after that woman came out and spoke out and felt some type of way because she had got ostracized and kicked out of the T.I. and Tiny kingdom, and all of a sudden she started wreaking havoc ever since. So I don't know. I'm not here to just cancel T.I. and Tiny all of a sudden because they want to have a freaky night with some alleged victims that were willing to suck and fuck. Okay? All of a sudden you feel like there's a coin involved and everybody's speaking out and able to remain anonymous just to tarnish these people's image. I'm over it. Come out. Be ye who you are. That's how I feel. I don't know about you, but I don't like nobody trying to put something on me, and I can't see who you are. Okay, if you was over there getting so high and so drunk, and I was sticking my thing in you, come out. Show your face. If it ain't no secret. Oh. Shoot. All right. Oh. Did we talk about this already? No, I think I talked about it. Did I put our picture up there? Oh, well, no, I didn't put our picture up here. Well, I'm about to do it right now. I thought I did, but here she go. Really, really quick, because we didn't get to her, and then we're going to move on to why you guys really came here. Boom. Oops. Wow. Ta-da. Poof. Ooh. Let dragons and fairies and butterflies and rainbows fly from the sky. Oh, my God. The world did not know. Kehlani comes out as a lesbian. Woo! Kehlani feels as though she reveals some big secret to us that she's a carpet-munching lesbo. Let's get into what she said. That's not really a bomb drop because you a lesbian too. Kehlani, that's not some big secret. That didn't shake the table, nor did that shake the room. You're definitely a lesbian. We knew that. That's no secret here. I don't know why people are acting like that's some big secret, hidden secret, but we knew she's been eating that cooter cat, okay? We know you like the carpet-munching bug. You know, we know you like the flappity-flap, the lip-flap, all right? I understand that. We knew that you're married to a whole, I mean, you had a baby with a whole gay man, which is fine, by the way. The nigga is cute, bitch, and he got to, you know, you got to really get into him because he got the voice and the thing. You know, it's the energy on that thing right there, like that. Like, don't get it twisted. He may be bi. He may be a little soft, but he a real, you know what I'm saying? That baby daddy is, he cute, okay? Stop playing. So, y'all don't remember Kehlani baby daddy? Okay, so I'm going to pull up Kehlani baby daddy. Let me pull up her baby daddy. I follow him on Instagram, but I forgot his name, Chell. Oh, maybe. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. No, he's cute. He's cute. Let me see if I can find him on IG. Let's see if we can find him on Instagram, Chell. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Hold on, Chell. But some of y'all know his name. What is it? Oh, here is this him? Let me see. But he be no, no, no. Let me see if I can find him. This is not. Well, I mean, this is a picture of him. But he got a. He got an Instagram. But I just don't know. Oh, is that him? Hold on. Let me see. Looking, listen, this is how the thirsties be like, what's his Instagram, bitch? Like, oh my God, like, what's his Instagram? But you could tell I don't be on this page because I can't even find him. Okay, but okay, listen, I thought I could find him. I can't find him, child. Y'all just about to look him up on your own. Just Google Kehlani baby daddy. I can't find him. I don't know where the nigga at, but he cute. He got a deep voice. I like that. All right, so boom. He cute. So yeah. Oh, here go a picture. Y'all can look at this one. Look, that's him right there. But that might be a too artsy for y'all, for some of y'all, okay? But you got to really get into him, talk like he got a little swag, okay? But that's our baby daddy. So, girl, we know he's bisexual. You gay. It is what it is. Pay it. All right? All right, boom. Oh, so this is the other tea, too, child. So let's get into this. This is the tea I really be wanting to get into. So what is going on with Ari Fletcher, you know, the girl that was fake on Vogue? And I really think that she is really, really sickening. And Megan Thee Stallion, she cannot take Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know. For whatever reason, Miss Ari cannot take Megan Thee Stallion. All right. So y'all remember where Ari was showing, you know, giving body, yada, yada. And I think Tay was like, it's giving body, yada, 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 yada. And she was like, no, it's just giving body. And then so recently she was on a yacht or she was somewhere and Megan Thee Stallion came on. And she was like, can you take that off? Can you change that? Okay, let's look. I'm going to show y'all. Look. Girl, you are so pressed and so mad and cannot take. You are so mad you cannot take. You are that is definition of like, girl, she is too cute to be that mad. My whole thing is Miss Mama's. You got the nigga. Why are you mad? You are the socialite girl, the Instagram girl, making Forbes in one vote. Why are you mad? Megan Thee Stallion is the artist. Girl, here's what you need to do. You're supposed to be like the Kim Kardashian and let Megan Thee Stallion be the Beyonce. You know, Megan Thee Stallion has to sing, dance. You know how Beyonce has to, like, sing, dance, and all those things? Megan Thee Stallion has to perform. Kim Kardashian gets to show up for the same price. You be the Kim Kardashian. Why are you so mad? Like, why is she so turned? Why is Megan Thee Stallion turning you like that, girl? You got the nigga. You won. You got the nigga, girl. Ain't it about the nigga? Ain't that why it's just body and we got to turn off? There's no way in hell you're going to go out to a party. So what you telling me? She going to every party and turning off Megan Thee Stallion? Oh, she's pressed. Press. Miss Mama's is the definition of press. If anything, I'd have been dancing. Listen, how I body that. And I would have been giving body, yada, 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 period. And I got the nigga. And I'm cute in the face with a small waist, giving all that. I'm not going to let no hoe make me feel like I can't even go out. So now your friends, you can't even listen to no music no more. You can't even use. So now all your friends got to fake listen to Megan. Fake like not, they don't listen to Megan Thee Stallion because you mad. So I can't even go out on a trip with you because, girl, we can't even listen to Megan Thee Stallion. Well, bitch, newsflash, Miss Mamas. Megan Thee Stallion is everywhere. All the girls are playing Megan Thee Stallion. Newsflash. Why you cannot take her? I don't understand. You given all of that and such the things, you should be paying it. It should be dust for you. In my mind. But she seems a little pressed. But the nigga that made a whole song about you. You got Moneybagg Yo. You got the nigga. Why are you so mad? You got the nigga. Ciao. She can't take Megan Thee Stallion. She can't take Megan Thee Stallion. It's no shade. She cannot take Megan Thee Stallion. And if I was Megan Thee Stallion, I wouldn't even respond. Well, Megan Thee Stallion don't respond. Megan Thee Stallion ignores her. She's like, girl, I got 3 Grammy Awards, records with Beyonce. Bitch, you have to hear me everywhere, girl. Any nigga that don't want me, bitch, is skagging. I wouldn't even be mad. Like, girl, listen. Do you know who I am? I'm Megan Thee Stallion, bitch. You can't even, your friends want to listen to me. Your nigga sits in a car and my song comes on. I'm all over the radio. I'm all through the speakers. It ain't a party if I'm not coming through the speaker. And you can't take that. But if I'm Ari, I'm like, girl, I don't even have to do all that, girl. And I just bust through a body and face and, you know, I don't understand why you're so pressed. Bad bitches wouldn't be pressed over spilt milk. I just don't understand why she's so pressed. I don't get it. I don't understand why she feels away. Just my thing. But yes, child. Now we about to get into this messy tea. Okay, because now y'all wanna really carry and kiki on and really get into some things. Okay, so I want to see who's all in the chat. I want you guys to share this video. Subscribe to the channel, literally right now. All right. And I'm thinking right after this, we will go to Twitch and look at some music videos because I can't stream music over there. But I feel like this is going to spark a debate. So we'll probably have to go over to our Twitch channel and do that over there. All right. Now here's the tea. Share the video. Okay, I would like us to get to 2,000 live viewers. You know, so share this, tag this, tag it on Twitter. Let everybody know we're having a conversation. And you know why? Because I'm going to start shouting some of these bar pages out that be dragging me. Because I see y'all dragging me every other day because a lot of you hoes is mad at what I'm saying. You guys are mad that I'm saying that Cardi B is winning. And she is. Okay. What's that name? What's that boy name? Something, the boy from London. You be mad. That's so keen. Y'all be mad. Some of you be so mad, I'm not even going to say your name, because some of y'all was followers over here, and you were so pressed and so mad. So I wouldn't even give you no shout out on your dry-ass Instagram. But a lot of you girls feel away. So let's get into it. Cardi B started getting drugged on Twitter. In lieu of her Double XL interview, okay, a lot of people just started coming for her and things of that. Before I go into my thoughts, I'm going to go into some of the tweets she posted. Then we're going to go back and forth, and then we're going to get into some things, okay? So while I'm doing this, I want you guys to share this on Twitter, and I want you guys to hashtag Armand Wiggins, hashtag Nicki Minaj, hashtag Cardi B. I'm checking the hashtag right now on Twitter. I'm going to check the hashtag on Twitter. I'm literally on Twitter, and I'm going to start shout people out because I want to see which one of these girls are. Hashtag Armand Wiggins and hashtag Cardi B and hashtag Nicki Minaj. And I'm going to search this hashtag because I want to see. And if you want me to read your comment, if you're not super chatting, I will read it through your Twitter hashtag. Now, so Cardi B, let me get to the first one. Now, she made some statements, which I didn't agree with, where she's, you know, and she made the statement that she didn't have to support female rappers just because they're females. And while I understand her, I think that a lot of the reason why she is successful is because she came in an era or in a time where people were thinking that other female rappers were not being supported by Nicki Minaj. And Cardi B came in a space where, you know, it was like, well, Cardi B is all for women empowerment and supporting other girls, this, that, and the third. And so for her now to be saying that just kind of came off a little bit harsh, like, damn, well, people should give that same grace to Nicki Minaj. And I understand it. But she doubled down on what she said. So let's get into what she said. I don't have to support female rappers. However, I still do. There's a difference between having to and doing it because I want to. Don't come to my page. Don't mention my name. Then ask me why I'm replying when you and all my quotes. This is my community. Once you are my property, I can say and do what I want. The question is, why are you here? Who called for you? And so all the bars started dragging Cardi B. We are here to remember that you are still a lying rat. Do you know why you get so much hate? Because it's your karma, B. Remember what you did in 2018 and better go be aware of your unfaithful man. She said, what I did in 2018, stand up for myself because I'm not pussy. Y'all want me to be pussy so bad. My karma. This is what comes with ish. My career is still very strong. And y'all still got me on your mind. And the millions is coming. So the karma feels real good. Let's not talk about man. Oops. Now that kind of gave it, girl. Let's not talk about man. Because Nicki's man is a convicted, registered offender. And currently being investigated. So let's not talk about man. Okay? Someone said, the obsession. Leave stand Twitter, Cardi B. You're literally a grown woman with a baby and a man that cheats on you. Cardi B says, a baby who is richer than you and a nigga that will smack the ish out of your father. This tweet was about me, right? I can reply to ish that's about me. You grown with a spam page on my page. I guess you need someone to cheat on you so you can get off my... Somebody says, your own fan base hates you. Hates you that much to argue with you to the point you deactivate and you're acting like it's a flex. Someone said, yes, because me and my fans are family. We're passionate over here, and they don't kiss my A. If I don't like something or they don't like something, we express ourselves, get mad about it, and talk it out like family do. Anyways, I'm not arguing anymore with little white boys that are hated by their fathers, so they turn into hate spam accounts because they get bullied in school and get no love at home. I said what I said. Welcome to the Cardi B Show. My Twitter right now. You see, I really be chilling. Then y'all get me started and then get your own self mad. So she got some things off of her Twitter. So let me read you what I'm getting here. Armand Wiggins is live right now. Armand Wiggins, Cardi B. Shout out to Precious D. Get your wine so you can sip and laugh. Okay? They said, Roly Baby said, Armand Wiggins, official Ken Barbie drags Nikki constantly. I like official Ken Barbie. I do. So I'm reading the tweet in the hashtag. So if you want me to read your comment, I will read it in the hashtag. So then there's more. Then we're going to get into some things. So then a fan says, please don't play. Now this is where it gets spicy, okay? This is where it gets spicy. Please don't play dumb and act like you don't be baiting them with Nikki subtweets as well. You need to address Nikki directly. Whatever issues you have with her, instead of constantly responding to her fans, address her. And now Cardi B, so this fan is basically saying that Cardi B be subtweeting the Barbs, low-key responding to Nikki. Now, I will say, girl, it did feel like she gave, let's not talk about man, that was towards a Nicki Minaj, like that was some tea. I would have took that as some tea, like no shade. I would have took that. I'm not even going to cap. I wouldn't take that as no tea. I kind of would have took that as some tea. But I don't feel like she always be subtweeting. But even if she do, we're going to get into my thoughts. So then she says, no, y'all want me to address her because y'all want me to still care about something that happened 3 years ago. I don't sub. I don't do none of that negative-ish. What I'm not going to allow is people constantly harassing, campaigning, lying, then expect me to be quiet. What? Okay. So of course, you see who posted that to get that cracking and get that posted. Okay. So boom. Of course, Kyle went and posted that to make it seem like, highlighted that tweet. So let's get into some things. Here's how I feel. First, let's address the elephant in the room. Do I feel like Cardi B subtweets the Barbs for Nicki Minaj? Subliminally attacks Nicki Minaj through the Barbs? I don't think that that's her motive. But I feel like if Nicki Minaj gets hit, she gets hit. It is what it is. If the Barbers are going to be coming for her and she responds, it is what it is. I don't think that that's a subtweet. I think if people are going to come to Cardi B about stats and numbers and success and power and fame and fortune or whatever the case and husband, she has the right to respond. So if Nicki Minaj feels triggered, then she got hit. If the Barbers are coming for Cardi B, then she has a right to respond and say, girl, your fave is trash. Your fave could never. Your fave is not breaking records like me. Your fave is not selling like me. She has that right. The Barbs literally were talking about they hope culture die and all this nasty sick stuff. The bottom line is this. You don't have to like Cardi B, but you don't have to attack her daughter. You don't have to attack. You can attack her rap ability all day long, but one thing you cannot do is attack her success. The girl is winning, and she's been winning consistently. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new era, and she's on top. And if you didn't like her, why are you all in her mentions? It's more Barbs than Barty Gang in the comments anyway. Where's Nicki Minaj? Shouldn't you guys be worried about where Nicki Minaj is at? Half of y'all be so up Nicki Minaj's ass that Nicki Minaj don't show none of y'all love. You know how many bloggers and YouTubers been sucking Nicki dick just to get some attention? Nothing happens. And then don't even get me started with the gay boys. You gay boys be out here, Nicki, 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 dragging me all damn day long. And the minute Nicki Minaj comes out with some sponsorship or anything, it's all about the girls and the women. They ain't said shit about her boys, ain't did shit for her, ain't done shit for the gay boys. So y'all be going to bat, y'all be dragging me, doxing, putting out numbers. Nicki Minaj ain't doing shit for you queens. Ain't shouting you queens out or doing nothing. At least Cardi B talks to her fans. It is what it is. Oh, y'all don't want to have that conversation. Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all thought, oh, girl, y'all don't want to have that conversation. So it is what it is. And I just feel like the barbs are pressed. But listen, Cardi B is winning and people feel away. Now, do I agree with everything she said in the XXL magazine interview? No, I don't agree with everything she said. But do I agree with people feeling like they should attack her? No, because she's definitely more personable than Nicki Minaj. Cardi B is definitely a lot more personable. She is. Is she a celebrity? Yes. They're both celebrities, so there's a bit of arrogance and a bit of, you know, stature that they have to keep. They can't be accessible to everybody, but at least Cardi B, there is a human element to her that she will interact with her fans. So, you know, I'm here for it. Let me see what some of y'all are saying on Twitter. Toxic is toxic. She says, Armand Wiggins, why are you acting like the Nicki Minaj fans are toxic? Do you see Cardi fans doing what that to Nicki? Don't you think Barb's look pathetic? You see, Kyle, I'm not acting like Barb's don't do anything to Nicki. You didn't let me finish my statement. I feel as though Barb's are very toxic. I don't understand where that came from. She is the bossy one, says, Cardi B has the girls pressed out here in these streets, and I'm here for the clapback to the delusional garbs. Rolly Baby says, hashtag Armand Wiggins, so many fan bases on her page, but it's the barb she's responds to. Her fan base does the same thing as well. I honestly don't see the Barty gang dragging it like that. The Barty gang doesn't really drag it. Here's what the Cardi B people do. You don't really have to drag that much when the proof is in the pudding. And see, here's my thing. We were just talking about Nicki Minaj the other day over at my house. You know, it was all about you got to sell records. You got to get plaques. Yes, S, like the ones on my chest, plural, like the ones on my neck, whatever she said, right? You see them stats? You know what I'm about. I am the champ. See, all of a sudden, you know, Nicki, towards the end, when she got real quiet, she stopped doing all that number talk. She did all that number talk shit with Remy Ma. She can't do all that number talk with Cardi B. All that big number talk, stat talk, but the barbs get mad now when Cardi B can do that number talk. No, number talk was what it was. Whenever Nicki was beefing with somebody, it was number talk. It was stats. It was where you bitches at. You bitches are going to be picking my fruit up. Cardi B is that bitch. She's on top, and you hoes are mad. Period. It's what it is. Barty Gang does not have to drag Nicki Minaj. The facts are the facts. It's in the Grammy. It's in the 5 number ones. It's in the Diamond record. It's the facts. She's eating Nicki Minaj's numbers. Period. You don't like it. That's the facts. That's why people are so mad. That's why a lot of y'all are mad. It is what it is. Let's get into it. Let me see what y'all saying on Twitter. Use the hashtag Nicki Minaj, hashtag Cardi B, hashtag Armand Wiggins, and I'm reading y'all on Twitter. Precious, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj really could come together and make numbers, talk together. Why do it have to be a competition all the time to be changed? You want, be the change you want to see, Cardi B. Hashtag Armand Wiggins. Cruising Love says, Armand Wiggins, you better speak on it. Cardi B, do your thing. I love Nicki Minaj, but the barbs always salty that, like, they don't get no DIC, okay? You girls are mad. They said, somebody said, Cardi B, Pep Kiss Me More says, Cardi B literally finds tweets about herself when nobody even mentions her. This girl was literally following Nicki Minaj topics. Nicki always talks to barbs when she's here and always shouts us out. Toxic says, I apologize, Armand, I'm not coming for you. I'm just annoyed that Nicki Minaj fans are so toxic and attack Cardi so much. Cardi fans feel like we have to defend her. We just want to celebrate her. Okay? Now, y'all talking, y'all doing a whole lot of stuff. Now, I'm going to open up some of the call lines. Okay? Now, here's how we're going to do it. We'll either take super chats to the top, or we will take hashtag Armand Wiggins, hashtag Nicki Minaj, hashtag Cardi B on Twitter with your phone number, and we'll pull your number. The number is 563. I'm not going to argue with you. That's what I'm not going to do. 563-999-3658. But the facts are the facts. Let me put the call-in number over here. Hold on, I'm trying to get everything. Up and it's stuck. I'm trying to get it up. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm opening the lines right now. The lines are open and they're getting full fast. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, 563-999-36. Hold on, let me actually take this one out. Hold on, I'll bring this one out. Okay, let's see who want to go. Who's the first call I'm going to take? One six. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm gonna try to make it quick. I'm doing good, but I just want to talk about first about Sada Baby. I found that his comments were very disturbing, and yes. I was kind of engaged the way that the Black community picks and chooses its issues to take offense to, because regardless of your opinion on what Lil Nas X did, which was his freedom of expression, to say that you would want him in a situation like DMX was disturbing just because he's gay, I don't think you had a problem with, you know, the alleged satanic stuff, which I don't think the video was about that. I think it was about the hypocrisy of Christians and people who are religious and how they choose, especially in our community, to demonize you for what you do. It's being gay is not a sin. Being trans is not a sin. Being anything a part of the community is not a sin. But it's just like when Little Boosie was talking about how basically he had his son molested and raped. Where was the public outrage of the Black community about that? And it kind of reminds me of, like, how this whole protect Black women thing and how we pick and choose as a community what we think deserves attention and what deserves outrage. It's kind of appalling because Cardi B is a part of the Black community, but, yeah, you have people dragging her child. The same thing for Nicki Minaj. She is attacking her and her husband are trying to silence his rape victim, who is also a part of the Black community, but nobody cares about that. It's a scene and it's egregious, but that's what...
Yes. She hasn't watched that long. Yes, thank you. But she keeps dropping that R word and that M word. Thank you, caller. But here we don't drop those words like that. You know, we do a little cursing, but it's heavy on the R. It's heavy on the M. It's heavy, heavy, heavy. So I'm getting the answer. Okay, 3068. I'm coming. Let me see. 3068. You're live on the air.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was just calling in to say she did have a little bit. She was confusing me, but I was trying to say, Sada baby, he needs to be quiet trying to talk about some gay stuff because he got knocked out over here at the tattoo shop in L.A., so why are you worried about what somebody else is doing? He needs to be getting them hands up.
Wait, you seen him get knocked out in the tattoo shop?
Yes, by the tattoo shop. He was right there on the outside in the parking lot. Got poop pop real quick. Dreads was swanking. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Yes, bye-bye.
That is so messy.
I know I had to, but I love you. What else are we going to do? But, yes, and then on top of that, I do feel you with the little Cardi B and Nicki Minaj thing. Cause like they, one of the people said, they could make some really good music together if Nicki Minaj would just get off her little high horse, go ahead and submit and do her things. But like you said, she was talking them numbers and stuff, but she did try to pipe it down a little bit.
She had to. She had no choice.
That part. And then, too, but I was kind of upset when Cardi B asked that little part, too. Like, how you going to say you don't want to, like, you don't have to? But then, like, you were saying, I was listening to you earlier when I was at work. You were saying, like, but, you know, I feel her since I, like, you were saying a little Megan thing, like, well, maybe the girls didn't really like her like that, so why would I help you? You know what I'm saying? If you're not really feeling me like that, you're not about to use me, so. But I was.
Still, it's still just the industry. Hi, Irma. I just want to jump in real quick. It's still just the industry, right? Like, everything is a competition. Everything is about numbers, like they say. I just feel like they should just put it all to the side so we can go ahead and get us a little ratchet ladies night. And let the numbers speak for itself. Or maybe have an album, make an album where remember how R. Kelly and Jay-Z did the Best of Both Worlds?
Mm-hmm.
What if they do like a competition album where, and then, you know, we just run it up on the numbers.
But it can't be because Nicki felt like Cardi don't write, so she's not in her own lane. Like she not.
Yeah, she don't feel like
Nicki
Cardi's
don't
in
write
her lane.
All her stuff either.
But my thing is, okay, here's my thing. Nicki, like I said, Nicki is definitely the better rapper. But Cardi makes better songs. It just is what it is. And I'm not saying that I don't like Nicki Minaj songs. I'm just saying the number, I mean, it's speaking for itself. Nicki Minaj has been out 10 years consistently, you know, and has not managed to have a number one record. And the only number one record she has is when she's on a track with some other people. Nicki Minaj is arguably, you know, a feature artist. Her best records are when she's featured. Something similar to Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. That is true what you were saying earlier. It's like Megan said, I'm good when we going out and all that, but like she don't really got no umph to it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And back on the her little mama with the pretty face and stuff, like, girl, why are you pressed with her, girl? You should have been shaking that thing upside down. Like, girl, you
right. Like, girl,
you
got the nigga. You don't even have to do anything. And you been in the conversations like, why are you mad? Like, you a celebrity just for being
really
cute.
But maybe he really not the prize and she thought she was getting something, but the grass was dry.
Maybe. But thank you, boo. We got a small call. We got a lot of people.
Right,
bye, girl. Bye. Okay, so I'm gonna run down the list. Let me see. Okay, I'm looking at you guys on Twitter. I'm seeing Cardi B is the next queen of rap. Shout out to the prototype. Ari says, if the Garbs truly believed in Nicki as their queen or as this super talented rapper of all time, they wouldn't feel the need to attack Cardi B. Trouble in a Bubble says, Armand Wiggins, hashtag Cardi B. Nicki Minaj, the girls can stay mad. I love the fact that Cardi cussed y'all ass out. They can't talk numbers no more, so they literally say anything at this point. The next era is about to be a bop. All right, let's take this. Private caller, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's poppin'?
So I agree with you with the whole Cardi B and Nicki Minaj thing. I think Nicki Minaj needs to come out and make a statement and tell the Barbs to kind of, like, pipe down. You know what I'm saying? I don't see anything wrong with what Cardi B has stated because Cardi B did come in the game, you know, shouting out other female artists, you know, saluting other artists, up and coming artists, artists that was not mainstream. You know, she did a big thing with the whole City Girls, and she has been putting women on. She has been shouting women out. So by her saying that I don't have to, you know, say something or make a mention of every woman, she don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Just like what you had stated yesterday, you don't have to bring every YouTuber up. That is your choice. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people show fake love out here. Now, people may not like what she said or how she said it, but that is true. At the end of the day, you don't have to bring people up, you know what I'm saying, just because you in a specific space. Yeah, doors was open for Cardi, and Cardi has opened doors for people. And she did state that, you know, if I like you and I like your music or whatever the case may be, I'm going to share you. I'm going to shout you out. But that doesn't mean that that's something that I have to do. So with the Barbs being all in the uproar is ridiculous and don't make no sense. And I'm glad she, you know, she put them in their place. She told them, hey, look, you know, it is what it is. I said what I said, and that's that, you know, and they don't like it. She is winning. She is running the numbers up. She is, you know what I'm saying, on top of her game. She's right now in a position that people didn't even think that she would be in, because people said that she was going to be a one-hit wonder. And here we are, five number ones later. She's still running the charts up. So they could say whatever they want to say about Cardi. Cardi right now is running this rap, this female rap game. She's not the lyrical artist, but she definitely is running this rap game. So, you know, it is what it is. The Lil Nas X and the Sada. Okay, so here's what I want to say about that. Right? Don't get offended.
What is
the entitlement? What is the entitlement? Why is it that because you're gay, there has to be a sense of entitlement? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything a straight person does as it relates to a gay or a trans person, it seems like as if they're homophobic when another gay person says it or sees it from that perspective. Like, for instance, what Sada had said, it was wrong. It was wrong saying we said Lil Nas X and not DMX. But could it be he said that because of the satanic video, not necessarily per se because Lil Nas X is gay?
No, but he's Sada Baby recently, I can't exactly remember what he said, but Sada Baby said something homophobic recently before the Lil Nas X stuff. He said something before.
Yeah, he had said something in the past. That was before the Nicki Minaj song came out, and then they dug up all his old tweets. And okay, so that was in the past, right? And then he apologized for it. But every time that he does anything towards somebody that is gay or trans, is it going to be because is this stigma is going to hold over his head saying that he's homophobic, like he can't grow from that situation?
Well, I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, now that's a beautiful way
of
thinking about
it. Because for me, it seems like as if the gay community feels entitled. Like, for one, okay, y'all want to be accepted, right? But it's like you want us to put y'all in a specific special box, because women get discriminated against every day. Black, dark skin, high yellow, whatever. We get compared and everything. So it's like y'all want us to put y'all in a special box. The same thing with the whole, you know, the TikToker and, you know, the guy didn't put the TikToker in the video. Why is it that this person feel like they should have been in the video because they help a song to go viral? People help songs go viral every day. And they don't Megan didn't put nobody in the video.
Well, I get it. But at the same time, just like you said, women get put in a box every day. And guess what? There's a different women's right movement. There's a black woman crying every single damn day, feeling away about how oppressed they are. So you're damn right, we should be put in a box, because we've been ostracized and meant to protect these niggas. We've been attacked. We've been, our shit has been stolen and used. So you know what? I want to be in a special box. And let me tell you something. If a nigga came out being homophobic to me before, you're not going to tell me that you're so religious to where you're offended by what Lil Nas X has said, you know, performing this video. You're upset that Lil Nas X was twerking and dancing and shaking his booty as a man on another nigga. That's why you're pressed. So you're damn right we need to be put in a special damn box. The box saying, respect me as you want me to be respected. Respect me as just like you should, just like black women feel like they need to be respected, gay people need to be respected too. Just like black men feel like they need to be respected, gay men need to be respected as well. We all need to be respected. There's not no separate box that we, I mean, there's not a box, we don't go in the same box as heterosexual men. No, we are black gay men. We are in a separate box, and you need to respect
us. And you're
us.
Absolutely correct, but here's my thing, right? Here's what I'm saying. Like me, being a heterosexual woman, I didn't look at the Sada Baby tweet as that.
Well,
I don't know if that's because I'm not a gay man.
But
I didn't look at the Sada Baby tweet like that.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on.
But you could be a woman that looked at, like, by me calling a woman fish or saying OG look like a monkey, calling me a colorist. And I don't see it as that. I just think the bitch is ugly. You get what I'm saying? So I don't see it that way. I don't see a lot of shit.
You just made my point valid. Because gay men call women fish, right? So we had this whole fish topic, and women kept saying we don't want to be called fish. But the gay people state this is a word that we use in our community. This is what we say in our community. It's the same exact thing. So yeah, I wouldn't see it that way
because the way that the fish conversation came about, that word was picked from a pool of words by a woman who wanted to derive a conversation, and women attach themselves to that word. You cannot take a piece out of a vocabulary of a bunch of words. Like, first of all, if you don't like fish, then don't say trade, don't say tea, don't say shade, don't use none of the lingo. You don't get to pick and choose, because fish comes from the same vocabulary pool as the word shade, tea, pop it. Like, you know, we all of that is under the same umbrella. So just because fish is the word that you decide that you don't like because a woman showed you this word and say, hey guys, we feel like gay people have, what is the word that you use? You said, oh, gay people feel like they, you know, there's this
they
empowerment.
Are like as if,
so yeah, so,
like
so
for,
you had this
like
woman,
for
so
instance,
you had a YouTuber.
Everyone
hold on,
has to,
you had a
ahead.
YouTuber, mm-hmm. You had a YouTuber that was pushing a narrative that, you know, a lot of people feel the way that you feel, that gay people feel entitled. So guess what they did? Guess where the conversation went? Okay, well, listen, we need something for straight women, black women, to feel entitled for, because we feel like we can't say anything about the LGBTQ community without being punished or without being canceled. So guess what? Let me look around and see what I don't like. That the gay people do. So I want them to stop saying and stop doing. Oh, here's the word, fish. I am offended. Well, bitch, this was never about you. You're not even supposed to be using that word. You were never even supposed to know about it, but you're now only becoming offended by it because you feel like we have this sense of entitlement, and you feel like you can't call us sissy punks, queers, and faggots without being canceled. So now all of a sudden you feel some type of way about being called fish when you never knew that fish was even a term that was used. But you had no problem using the word shade, tea time, spill some tea, none of that. So you don't get to come over here and pick and choose words to be offended by because you secretly want to be able to call me a faggot and not get canceled. That's the tea. Okay, go ahead.
You just sprayed, okay? You just made me lose my whole train of thought. But with everything that you just said, with all the extra aggression, extra testosterone, everything you just said, right, the gay people feel like they can say certain things and people is supposed to respect what they say. But when there are things that they say that people do not like, then it's, oh, well, we're going to say it anyways because this is a part of our community. Sissy, punk, faggot, all of that stuff has been a part of our community, and it has never been to a point where it has been offensive. It's only now where it's coming across as being offensive to people because of their sexuality. But people have been using those words. Those are words that we grew up on. That is lingo that we grew up on. However, now we have to change that because now a community says that it offends them. So it's the same thing with fish, where a community says that that word offends them. So it's like, no, we're going to continue to say fish. However, you can't say these other words that you grew up saying that are now offensive to us. That's double standard. That doesn't make any sense. That's what I mean by the gay community want everyone to cater to them.
You might have to come back because we can do a whole show on this. So I'm not trying to cut you off, but I'm just saying, like, I can go back and forth with you on this. So we're going to have to, like, we got to end it. But we're going to do another show, and you're going to call in about this one. Okay, so I'll remember you. But we got to keep it moving, though. But thanks, Boo. Thanks for calling in. All right, because we got into some things, but I can go all day with that. All right, so let's get back. Okay, 9350, you live on the air.
Okay, let me say what I got to say, Armand, because I understand how people want to assume that Cardi's doing the same thing Nicki did in 2018. When people have to realize, people don't like Nicki Minaj for more than her not supporting female rappers. She's been negative. She was burning bridges when she was coming up. She threatened DJs. She did all types of stuff. So why would people want to support her? Why would someone want to support her? All Cardi was saying is she don't have to support female rappers that is coming up in the game because she doesn't know why she's owed that. Now, I will say, she was ushered in during the time where people was trying to dig up female rappers. But at the end of the day, that was their choice. But that's I don't feel like that's right to give her that obligation that she has to do the same. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Here with you. I'm listening.
What I'm going to say is I don't understand how the bars will continue to use the same things that they used against other people like Remy and Kim and use that against Cardi. Like, Remy's whole thing with Nicki was, oh, you don't write your rap. Oh, you're not a lyricist. Oh, you're not this. Oh, this. Oh, that. And Nicki's whole thing was, oh, well, you don't sell. And now that bars can use the same tactic against Cardi when it's like, wasn't that the same thing that was going against Nicki in 2017? And everybody was like, oh, well, it's about the plaques, it's about the numbers. Well, what about the numbers now? Because she ain't getting diamond plaques. I don't see it. I don't see the diamond plaques. It's the current 8 years.
I don't see them either.
Views. I don't see no diamond plaques. I really don't. And not only that, I really want to understand why people think Nicki's a lyricist. She is really not a lyricist. Every bar I've heard from her is cookie crumbler bars. They're like bubblegum raps.
I can't. I'm not going to shade Nicki. I mean, she's not a Rhapsody kind of lyricist, but nobody wants to hear a Rhapsody. Nobody wants to hear some woke-ass rap. That's boring. I don't want to hear that at the club.
No, I understand. No, I agree. I agree with that. But at the same time, they putting Cardi at this level like she's supposed to be rapping about different stuff when Nicki and Cardi rap about basically the same thing. What's so different about Nicki raps against Cardi raps? I don't understand. They all mulatto, everybody, they rap about the same stuff. So why is they putting Nicki at this bar like she's rapping about something so different than these other female rappers are rapping about? Like they keep saying, oh, we miss Nicki. But Nicki comes back out every 5 months, and every time she comes back out, it free falls at negative 80. So where's the fake love coming from? Social media hype is not the same as sales. Where's the hype at? I don't understand.
Ooh, talk about it. It's all this hype, but nobody's buying the music.
Nobody's buying the music. And then not only that, the barbs love to say, oh, Cardi wants to argue with Nicki. Oh, Cardi wants to argue with Nicki. What does she have to argue with Nicki for? She's selling more than her. She's been outselling her since Bodak Yellow. She's been outselling her since then. So what's the point of bringing up a piece? Anything that make Nicki more talked about? Like, honestly, let's be real. Because Nicki last single got flopped off his third week. You can't name what's the last Nicki song in the last 3 years that stayed on the charts for longer than 3 weeks? Not even her number one stayed on the charts for longer than 3 weeks. So where is the energy at? And how is she the queen of rap? She can't even stay on the charts. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion is doing better on the charts than she is, and she's supposed to be the queen of rap. Only thing she can do is roll on the floor and yell, hey, every 5 minutes. And then I don't even understand the whole point of the matter of, like, them saying, like, oh, what
is it? Hold on. They saying it's echoing. Is it echoing? Hello?
Is that going?
I don't know.
Hello?
Keep going.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out where is the issue with Cardi is, because last time I checked, Cardi was supporting Nicki last year. Remember when the WAP promo tour was going on and she was, paying her respect to Nicki, saying, oh, it was the female rap who revived rap, female rap. So I'm trying to understand why would people think she had a problem with her? So that beef was 3 years ago. Nicki liked a tweet a couple months ago saying she wanted to collab with her. So, like, what's the issue? The only people that's keeping the beef alive is the Barbs. It is the Barbs at the end of the day, because they have nothing better to do. Because they seem to support Cardi music when they support Nicki music, because at the end of the day, Cardi music is still doing better.
The Barbs are phony. The Barbs only like anybody that aligns themselves with Nicki. They like Meg when Meg came out, but now that Meg is with Cardi, they don't like Meg.
Right.
Now they keep trying to throw Doja Cat down our throats, and Doja Cat is not happening.
Right, and Doja Cat being Cardi Cummings too. Doja will hop on a Cardi feature as soon as it gets offered to her. So I'm trying to figure out, why do people think that they can't paint anybody that goes against Cardi when it's just like, Cardi don't need no one but herself, and she don't need the hype. She can drop a single tomorrow. She can drop an album tomorrow, and we already know who album's going to do better. If Nicki and Cardi dropped the album Friday, we all know.
Ooh, I don't know. I think Nicki, that's that one. If they both dropped, that would be some tea. I don't know.
But we have to look at the history of Mara. Every album Nicki sells decreased. Every album she has dropped has decreased by each album. The her debut album Friday, it sold what, 375K? Boom, the next album sold 255K. The next album, 200K. Then Queen, 180K. Her albums keep decreasing. Do they not see the pattern? If her next album do not succeed, it's over for her. The only thing she's going to have is social media hype because nobody's paying attention to music no more. And then, let me finish this off. Let me finish off with this one last thing. They keep saying that female rapper is boring. If it's so boring, Cupcake, baby, go out and make it active. That's an insult to yourself. If you're a female rapper and you're saying that female rapper is boring, that's an insult to yourself. Because then what are you doing to help it? What are you doing, baby? You're supposed to be active right now. What are you supposed to be doing? And we have Mulatto, we have Tweety, we have Cardi, we have Meg, we got Dream, we got all these different types of people, and it's boring. But it wasn't boring, it was just Nicki yelling around, hey, 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 dancing in kiddie pools. It was interesting dance. Stop lying. Nicki was out all last year. Cardi was nowhere to be found. And it was the most boring it's ever been since Cardi came in the game. And you're trying to tell me it's boring now. Please.
Ooh, well,
please.
You said what you said. Okay. Well, hey, I got to cut you off. But thank you because you got into some things.
All right.
Bye. You was hype. Okay. He was hype. Baby was hype. Okay. 0756, you live on the air.
So I came here to say you're not doing numbers, but y'all never report on what she do. And then you say, like, when you say
okay,
that,
well, hold on. Tell us about it. I'm not going to cut you off.
Okay.
Defend
like,
it.
Do you not see the update pages of her? Like, when you say Plex, she's got multiple Plex this year. She's got multiple awards last year. She has, you say, when you said that she doesn't make stuff for the boys, but last time I checked when she did get the sponsorship, she had the boys. She had a boy clothes, too.
Okay, so what I'm saying, y'all talking about that Carol G plaque, that Carol G didn't even post that diamond,
no,
that fake ass
no,
diamond plaque,
no,
that,
no,
that, that fake ass
that,
diamond plaque
that,
that the Barb's
no,
made
no,
out?
No, not that plaque. Like, Plex. I don't remember which song, but it was Plex. And the only reason Super Bass is not diamond is because they discounted and changed the rules, or it would have been diamond.
Okay. And when I'm talking about the boys, I'm talking about people like me, people like you. I'm assuming that you're a boy. So I'm saying when it comes down to, you know, when it's like, oh, when they do the shout outs and they say, you know, I'm doing this for my barbs, I'm doing this, you know, Nicki Minaj is one of those artists that always makes it. She makes a statement to say, this is women's empowerment. This is girls' empowerment. I'm doing this for my girls, and which is fine, but you never hear her shouting out the gay boys, the queens that literally be fighting
that.
For her.
Okay, I can agree with that. But when you – okay, also, you said she doesn't interact with her fans. Nicki Minaj is known for interacting with her fans.
Okay, I'll give you the Twitter interactions. I get it. I mean, she'll interact with you if you have – Onika's son in your name.
Well, outside too. When people were outside,
you're breaking up, Carla. Okay, so we need another Barb, a stronger Barb, to come in and speak because we're going to be on here a couple of more minutes. Then we're going to get off because we ain't going to be on here a lengthy amount of time. 9798.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi. Okay, so I love your show, and I just wanted to kind of dig in a little bit.
Okay, let's dig in.
Why are we so angry at Cardi? Like, she's doing her thing. Remember when Nicki came out, there wasn't a lot of female rappers. She had the whole lane to herself, and she kind of bullied people around. Do you know what I mean? So now the tables are flipped. So Cardi is on her level. When Cardi came out, she had the big push. She had the label. Kim didn't have that. Remy didn't have that. So now you can't bait Cardi B. You understand what I mean? So So Cardi is actually meeting you at the top on Billboard, mm-hmm. probably past
yes.
Billboard. And she's not even asking to be the queen of rap. That's a label that should be given to you by the fans. You understand what I mean? And so Cardi's out here trying to live her life, and we're criticizing her and saying she's not a good rapper, she's not this, she's not that. And she's taking notes. And she's going to be like, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove you wrong. She's competitive in a quiet space, but moving in silence. And the Barbs, like, come on. You guys are saying that Cardi needs to sit down. You were saying Kim is old and washed. Look at Nicki. She's pushing 40. What are we talking about? You're in the same position as the Kim fans right now. You were,
oh.
Kim fans were trying to, Kim fans were fighting for her respect because Kim didn't have Atlantic Records anymore. She didn't have to push. So Nicki had the whole industry on her side when she was baiting Kim. She was literally baiting Kim and wasn't responding, but she was responding to Kim. And she knew Kim didn't have that. So if Kim had that, she wouldn't have, you know, done the things that she's done. So now flip it. You guys are doing the same thing, but right now Cardi is winning, and you guys don't like that. So it's karma. And right now she's pushing 40. So who's the has-been? Who's this? Who's that?
Ooh.
Like, legacy. Legacy. Your legacy speaks for this. Speak for yourself. You know what I mean? So the energy that you came in the game with is the energy you're going to leave out with.
You're going to leave out with.
It's because that's the energy you came out with. You don't think that's the universal law. You don't think what you do is going to come back. You understand what I mean? We don't
uh-huh.
need a savior of female rap. We just need you to rap. Cardi can't be like Nicki. Nicki doesn't want to be like Cardi. Kim doesn't want to be like Nicki. You understand what I mean? Everybody has their individual lane. But once you keep dating people and people are going to respond, you're going to get someone riled up. And so my thing is, let's stop baiting Cardi. Leave her alone. Let her do what she wants to do. She is, right now, she is the female spotlight. She's the female rapper that everyone's looking at. But there's other female rappers that we can look at as well. So why is the hate so strong? Why? Because Nicki's not out? Because Nicki's not being talked about? Because Nicki's not getting the respect? The thing is, Nicki wanted all the accolades. She has it, but you don't have the respect. And that's one thing you need, and you're not going to get it.
Period. Well, you know what, Carla? You have got into some things. I like what you said. I like what you said because, you know, the way you go up is the way you go out. And that's just the reality of the situation is. And Cardi, you know, whether you feel like Cardi is doing this for the money or doing – I mean, she's winning right now. And when you're on top, you're going to get haters. People don't like her. But you got to remember, Nicki put this out there. Nicki put out there that Cardi B did not respect her or pay her homage. But, you know, a little bit of – like Cardi B – oh, shit, I don't even want to go into this. I'm not even going to go
Let's
there.
Do it.
Because I don't want to say. Because I don't want to say.
I have industry connect. So let me just tell you something. Do you think at the time that Nicki came out, she had the whole industry on her back? Everyone sided with her. Right now, do you know inside the industry, they don't like her. They don't care mm-hmm. for her. And so right now, she's sitting up. It doesn't matter how many songs go number one. You don't have the respect that you want. And you know why? It's the same energy you came in. It's the same energy you're going to leave out. And then
I'm just going to say this. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the issue that they have is mm-hmm. partially the energy that Nicki Minaj had. And then Cardi B came out and she said that there was a female rapper that did not support her when she was coming
mm-hmm.
up. Right. And I don't think
right.
Cardi B made that very clear that it wasn't Nicki Minaj because it wasn't Nicki
right.
Minaj. And
right.
I had a conversation with Cardi B and I told her that. I'm like, girl, so it wasn't Nicki Minaj that you were talking about? She's like, no. I'm like, girl.
No.
People did not know that.
I know who it is. I know who it is, though. You know what I mean? But I knew that. But the thing is,
you're one person. I'm talking about millions of fans did not know that. So that's what ignited a lot of that beef. If she would have simply said, hey, it wasn't Nicki.
You know
Nicki.
What else, Armando?
I feel like people would have been like, oh, okay, it's no tea.
But I feel like Nicki started to feel threatened. Here's a new girl coming in. They like her more than they like me. So the hate train starts. You understand what I mean? It's a hate train on me. No, girl, it's what you're putting out. The energy you put out is what you're giving yourself back. Take a look and take a step back. If you could just be honest and be humble and say, yo, I made some mistakes. And right now, for female rappers, they have a 10-year, you know, period. Not to say they have to stop. They can still do music. But the thing is, she put a time limit. She said, y'all old, y'all has been, y'all washed, stop. She did that. Those are her words. So her words are coming to bite her back.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. We got to take some more callers, but we got to get up off of here, okay? Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on. Bye, boo. All right, so boom. Bye. So here's what we're going to do. Just because I want to keep the integrity of the live, but there is a lot of people on here. And shout out to Gabriel. I know he wants to call in. Queen sold more than all three mega albums in the first week. 6125. Yeah, but I think Queen sold like 200-something. But then Ariana Grande and Travis Scott came and washed her. So we'll talk about it. CHPC Inc. says Cardi B 2 has hit 900 million streams before even being announced. The new album is going to be bigger than the first one, clearly. She just crossed 90 million certified units in the USA in 4 years. It's legendary. Maxine Flex. Okay, so boom. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to take the conversation over to Twitch. Okay. So click this link, everybody that, you know, the call line will still be open. I'm going to take the conversation over to Twitch. I'm going to end this live here just because I don't want this live to be too long over here on YouTube. We're going to finish the conversation over on Twitch. Okay. So we're going to take the conversation over there. So if you're over there watching, I'm going to be over on Twitch and I'm still going to take some calls. We're still on Twitter. We're still doing all of the things. But I'm just moving the platform because I don't want this live to be too long. So boom, let me do that. I'm getting everything set up because it's already been an hour and 30 minutes. I don't want this to be a lengthy show. Okay, so we're going on to Twitch right now just because it's going to be too long. So if you guys want to still watch, you guys can come over there. All right. My computer is really carrying right now. All right. We are live. And we're live over here. Let me see. Hold on. Let me turn this down. So make sure you guys head over to Twitch and let's get into some things. All right. I love y'all. Oh, Kiki said she sent $9.99. Thank you so much. Maxine. Yeah. Shout out to you. All right, guys. I love you all for watching over here on YouTube. If you guys want to join us for the after party, I'll see you guys over there on Twitch. Gabriel, I'm coming for your number next. All right. See y'all. Peace out. All right. Boom. Okay, so boom. We are off of YouTube. Let me end this over here on YouTube. All right, so boom. We are back. Uh-oh. I think I ended the whole. Okay, boom. All right, so we live over here. All right, cool. All right, so let me take the call from – shout out to Twitch because, you know, Twitch, I could play more music and everything. 6125, let me get him. All right, 6125, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I knew you were trying to get on, so I'm like, okay, we're going to keep it going for you. What's up?
Thank you for having me. The reason why I talked about – Queen in its first week selling more than all of Megan's albums combined. That's not to shade Megan. What I'm saying is a lot of people keep talking about, you know, Queen was a failure. It's the same thing that people say with Lady Gaga's fourth album was a failure. But as time has proven, a lot of rappers who released music after that would have killed to have 180 in the first week. It's not back in the days where you're moving a million in the first week. You know, that was definitely not a flop. And, you know, that's why I brought up Megan. She's the premier girl out right now. All three of her albums that she released after she hit the mainstream, after Hot Girl Summer, come in at 179K in the first week. We can't keep
calling.
Well,
she only had one real studio album. It's just the good news.
I'm not going to give that to her, because you know what? If you hit the mainstream, every project that you release is big, because Nicki has her mixtapes, and but the moment that she hit the mainstream, the moment you have songs, whether it's solo songs or songs that you were featured on, once they hit Billboard. So no more like, oh, well, those were baby projects. I don't care if they were baby projects. You had an industry push behind you for the mainstream, and this is the three you've given us. You know, so, but with that, I want to say I'm not upset with Cardi, you know, with her winning right now. I think you really can't speak for all the Barbs, because some of the Barbs are, you know, crazy. I'm definitely a Barb, and I love Nicki. She's my favorite, you know, artist, period. But I think one thing that is annoying, and this isn't so much blame placed on Cardi. I think it's more of the response to her and her favor. I'm tired of these girls, Cardi's not the only one, coming out with these narratives that have already been heard before the outrage. Like when Cardi's like, you know, I'm in a hate train. Where have we heard that before? Everyone's trying to get clout off my name. Where have we heard that before? You know, I don't have to support every female rapper. Where have we heard this before? We've already heard it from Nicki Minaj. And I think that's why sometimes when people rush, you know, there are the haters that come for Cardi, but I only get annoyed when I almost expect her, you know, people's responses to be like, oh my gosh, see, look what y'all doing to Cardi. She's just trying to, you know, be genuine and not be fake. It's like, we've already heard it before though. I think that's my issue. It's like, this is a narrative that we know the queen of rap holds. We know the queen of rap is known for only working with people who she respects and getting backlash for not doing it. So that's why I'm like, I'm not here for this like brand new controversial statement that's been made by Cardi B. Been there, done that. Now to the last caller, one thing that really gets on my nerves is when they say, oh, Nicki had all this support. Really? Where's her Grammys? Billie Eilish had industry support. She got 5 Grammys off her first album. Okay. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift was beloved by the entire industry.
No.
She won Grammys off of her first album.
Megan Thee Stallion had industry support. That's the definition of industry support. The three Grammys
exactly.
That Megan Thee Stallion just got. That's industry support. So I'm with you on that.
Just because an artist is big does not mean they have industry support. Nicki got big by the skin of her teeth because her talent was so strong. And then they say, oh, you know, her attitude.
But she had
it's
to
like,
because her attitude wasn't right. You gotta be real. You gotta be real, though. You had to.
I will say, because it is such a prevailing narrative that can't lie, that many people, whether they're capping or not, many people have said that, you know, have said for a long time they don't like her attitude. I'm not.
Well, you know,
biased.
Only reason why
I
can say that, only
attitude.
Reason why I feel that way, only reason why I feel that way, and not to make it about little old me, but I just feel like I would have to take the Nicki Minaj route because of my attitude. We come across arrogant, condescending, narcissistic. You know what I mean? You do, especially when you're confident in who you are. So, you know, she very much is that way.
Yes, and I remember on her very first documentary, very early on into the documentary, My Time Now Is Now, she says, you know, and she wasn't referring to Lil' Kim. She was referring to this idea that she should bow down before people and pay dues. And she said, there are men who tried to stop me from happening, who tried to stop me from being put on. You are seeing me now successful. You're seeing me now with songs on Billboard. So in your mind, you only have this vision of Nicki Minaj, who doesn't bow down, who won't pay respect. She goes, I've been paying respect for years. I had to sell the mixtapes out of my cars. You know, Deb tells that story of how Nicki slid down the wall in New York when they wouldn't sign her because of her looks. She already paid her dues. So when she hit the mainstream, she wasn't going to sit there and be like, you know, I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so happy to work with everyone. Nicki wasn't happy to work with everyone because not everyone was on her level. And when you're talented, not everyone is on their level. People forget about Nicki. Nicki didn't enter the mainstream as a younger artist. I mean, mm-hmm. now the expiration dates on artists, whether they're rappers or pop stars, it's definitely been extended, which is good because we should do away with ageism. But back then, 26 is the age when most stars of the female persuasion are going into retirement. Nicki hit the scene like that. So she wasn't some green girl who was just like, oh, you know, I'm going to let the industry raise me. She right after she was serving tables, she was an office manager for a bit. Nicki hit the industry as a woman. Mm-hmm. When you're a woman, it's the same thing when you hit the industry as a man versus a boy. You're not going to come in and talk to people like you're the ingenue, you know, at the Oscars who has never been to an award show before. Nicki's like, y'all, I've been done this. You know, so I don't like this idea that it's like, you know, Nicki doesn't have respect. That's also a lie. When they say, well, Nicki doesn't have the respect, what do you mean Nicki doesn't have the respect? Look at all of social media, every single platform. People adore Nicki. They did it during the hate train. They did it, unfortunately. But people have been happy for Nicki. People have been wanting her to come back out.
Because she's the underdog.
She's the underdog, and I think that makes her actually more human. I would have loved the story of Nicki Minaj always being on top for all time because, you know, I'm a Barb, but that's not what happened. People are wanting Nicki to come back, and people are liking Cardi as well. I do think that the Barbs need to lay off of it, but these narratives that Nicki's done, Nicki's washed, like, what are you talking about? Don't you dare compare this woman to Lil' Kim. They are not in the same position, and I'm not even going to sit here and go through the reasons as to why they are not in the same position. That is laughable, and I want to say this about Lil' Kim, then I'll be done. I'm going to be bold when I say this. Besides old hip-hop heads, I actually think the people who stream Lil' Kim's songs the most are the Barbs. Because the Barb, one thing about Nicki and her Barb, when a Barb loves Nicki for her rap dominance, you come to respect female rap that was ever great. The Barbs are the ones who dragged him, but they actually can tell you her songs that were on her last album. You know, and every time they bring up Lil' Kim to try to drag Nicki, I feel bad because all they do is set Kim up to be dragged. They need to stop doing that. But, you know, I had a lot to say, and that's how I feel about it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. Listen, you know, I'll let you just go ahead and go because you're one of the Barbs that, you know, you come out with it. You come with your facts. So I appreciate you coming on the talk. I'm about to play some videos right now. So if you have any suggestions, type them in the chat. All right. Boom. See ya. All right. Okay. So here we go. So this is one of the videos. I just typed this in. Hopefully, I know there might be a little bit of buzzing, but just work with me. Don't work against me. We're going to listen to where I feel like a lot of this beef ignited as well. We have played this before. Where the hell is the video? Oh, here we go. Let's see if this dude gets it right. Okay, so Nicki said before, okay, because, you know, Eva, see, I got to get my girl Eva because she came through with those receipts at one time, but these weren't all the way accurate because in the interview, Nicki Minaj said that prior to the interview that she just did, she never heard Cardi B show her any genuine love. That could be true. Because now when they were sending me the receipts, they were sending me the receipts of Nicki Minaj in Europe. They were not sending they were sending the receipts of Cardi B in Europe. They were never sending any receipts of Cardi B shouting out Nicki Minaj prior to that. So that's interesting. I didn't really put that together like that. Let me see what else I got. Let me see. Let's see. I'm trying to see what else we got. Let me take another call while we get into some things. Let me go, because I don't know if we could get no super chats on here. And then maybe send me a bean. If you send me a bean, I'll get your number. Send me a bean. Let me see how it works. Send me a bean, or I'm going on Twitter. If you want to be pulled up, I'm not going to be on here too long, but I'm searching through the hashtag. Okay, let me on the line 161671. All right, I can get it through the hashtag. Okay. Okay, let's see. Oh, here we go. 1671, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Child, this is just a hot mess. I've been listening since the beginning of YouTube. I was like, girl, let me call in and get my tea, because y'all know I done been on the show before. Y'all know I do not play about Miss Nicki Minaj. Do you hear me? Okay.
So, okay.
Y'all kind of see what y'all want to see. I kind of don't think that really even bothered by Cardi B, honestly. I feel like it's kind of the fans, a lot of the things for her. I feel like it actually does bother Cardi, because she's actually out doing what she's supposed to be doing when you got an industry push. I expect for you to be number one. If you're not number one and doing what you're doing and getting some kind of notoriety, because you can't do what Nicki did. You can't get on the song with every single legend from back in the day's time and have them stamped and approve who you are. You can't do that. So you have to do something when you have a push. And at least the thing that she can do is at least top the chart. So I will apply her for that. I'm a Barb, but I don't mind Cardi B. I don't see them on the same level. I can listen to Cardi's music and not feel any type of way, because I understand exactly where, you know, where she stands with me. I don't feel like she's that type of shit. When I want to listen to Nicki, people say, oh, she don't have, like, the last caller, he blew me from YouTube. Talking about, oh, Nicki's not a lyricist. She's not this. She got cookie-cutter bars. That's because you had a cookie-cutter brain, and you weren't able to really dissect the fact of, you probably thought she was talking about one thing, but trust, it was a whole different demeaning behind it. So, you know, I just, you know, I got, she was the most streamed female rapper last year. I know Cardi did all what she did, but she was still the most streamed. So, you know, I don't know. You know, people just don't like. And sometimes I be feeling like you don't really care for her like that because you a Cardi fan. But y'all know she get an extra push. Y'all know that Nicki Minaj is blackballed. Y'all can go and watch. Y'all know people watch her videos constantly. So it's no reason why her video was muted at the same number for one whole year. Y'all saw that. So y'all know obviously something behind the scenes is going on.
But my whole thing is, but okay, so with that being true, okay, let's just say that that was true. Why now? Like, why isn't every girl be like, why, let's talk about this. If that was the case, do you know how much money is on the floor? You know how much money Cardi B makes? People, like, big business? You know how much money? So if that was that easy for a label to mute a Nicki Minaj and build up a Cardi B, wouldn't Capitol do it? Republic? Wouldn't all these, like, wouldn't there be an influx of female rappers that are all on top? Like, nope. I mean, like
I don't, but y'all say that as if it's just, like, as if everybody's just going to have connects like that. Everybody doesn't have that connect. Y'all don't know who connects she has or with her. Y'all don't know what's going on behind the piece. Y'all don't know what connects people have. A lot of it is, a lot of it is not talent based. It's not about what you can do. It's about who you know and what doors.
Well, first of all, let's talk about, because we can't talk about connects and not talk about the queen of rap, Nicki Minaj. She's been in the game for 10 years. So if there's a connect to be had, that bitch know who it is. Like, come on. So you just telling me a bitch just come in the game 3 years and just got all the connects? That don't make no sense.
But it does make sense when you have a woman who's, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Versus a woman who's like, okay, we can try that. Okay, we can try this. Okay, I don't mind. Okay, cool, let's go. Cardi B has not got into her. Well, she's getting there now, as y'all can see. Because like I said, I'm not a hater of Cardi B. I like Cardi B. I have no issue with her. I'm just a bar, period. So, you know, I feel like she's on her way to getting to her no pickle juice and no $50 clothes budget. She's definitely on her way. But right now, she's easier to work with. She's a yes woman. She's okay with everything. She's okay with it because it's going to do what it needs to do, and that's going to bring her the money. And I respect that, because I would be doing the same exact thing. Do you
so
hear
would
me?
I.
Only thing I'm saying, anybody, I would hope. But all I'm saying is that you know, they try to draw this bitterness between the two, and I feel like they have two separate different come-ups. She has a more of an entertainer come-up. Nikki has a real entrepreneur rapper come-up. It's two different things to discuss. And, you know, I don't feel, honestly, that I feel like now is just not the time. Like, right now, like, I don't feel like I could ever see Nikki making a song like a Up or like a something. I don't see that for Nicki Minaj because she's not a very... Yeah, like you said, Cardi B is a little more personable. Cardi B is a little more club, something I want to hear in a club when I'm drunk. I don't want to think when I'm drunk. I just want to hear. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just feel like people just really, like, they're going to keep doing the same thing. And this is back with the Black community. We're going to keep doing the same cycles, and y'all wonder why and this is just a piece of it. It's not just speaking for the whole entire Black issue, just a piece of it where people could take this and help them understand more. You know, y'all will take this same situation y'all did with Lil Kim. Oh, Lil Kim was that girl. Okay, cool, great. Lil Kim went against Foxy. Okay, y'all chose Kim. Okay, great. Nicki Minaj comes out. Hey, y'all go. Y'all want to down Kim? Here go, pull up Nicki Minaj. Okay, great. Nicki Minaj is out. Now, she's battling every female rapper that was out when she was out. But y'all say was none out, but they was out. They just wasn't making the noise she was making. I'm a female rap lover. They were making the music. It just wasn't popping, and that's fine. Then you know, now we come here. We going to down her up, pick up Cardi. Cardi's time is coming, honey. Eventually, they're going to do the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. But we can have Taylor Swift. We can have Miley Cyrus. We can have Britney Spears still. We still pray for Britney, even though they ain't got nothing to do with us. We can have all of those people holding their spots and staying where they are without them having a battle. But on our end, as Black people, we can't have multiple people and multiple millionaires just... We got to compare Beyonce and Rihanna. We got to compare. We have to compare.
Okay, now you getting off. All right, yes. Thanks, boo.
That's all I'm saying.
We got to work. I love you for calling in. Have a good
love
one.
You too, girl.
Bye. All right, so we're going to listen to this. I never seen this video. I just want to see this. Hold on. What did they say? You know what? I think I'm going to say this. I'm going to react to that. I'm going to react to this. I'm going to react to that. I'm going to do a reaction video to this. Yeah, I'm going to do a reaction video to that. I think I'm going to record that because I want to get a genuine reaction. Now, this is the interview. Uh-oh. Well, the lines, actually, I'm going to end the lines. If you weren't able to get on now, remember, do